Surviving Life with the Vambillies is about a Christian perspective on everyday challenges surrounding work, family, and marriage.
The aim of this program is to equip you through the use of scripture with the right survival tools for life and all that it brings.
We want to talk to you today about the times.
Reading the times. What does that mean for you? What's reading the times for you?
Well, reading the times for me is very key, first of all, because when we as Christians talk about the birth of our Savior, there was something that told people that he was going to be born. You know, it wasn't an angel. In this case, though, the mom and the dad had an angel appear to them. But for the rest of the people, there was a star. And if you read in Matthew 2, verse 2, you see this. Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and have come to worship him. So the earth was responding to the birth
of a king.
And in response, there was a star that people saw. And these wise men from the east came because of that star. Now, this is in scripture, you know. When we hear the reading of stars, we just think horoscopes. You know, we don't know that this is God's creation. And God's creation responds to the times. And that's why the Jewish calendar for me makes so much sense, because the moon will be in a certain place. The year will start at a certain time. You know, and I believe we as believers have fallen asleep to the signs. We're no longer looking out for signs, be it physical signs in politics, signs in the skies, signs in the water. I mean, literally the water, the tides in the ocean responds to the position of the moon. So how can we see all of that happen in the physical, but not be willing openly to allow God to lead us with the physical, material things that he has made in a non-perverse manner?
You know what I think has been going on a lot is that God gave us the world and then he gave us dominion. And one of the ways in which we rule and we subdue the earth is by understanding what he is telling us to do. All of creation bows down to Jehovah. All of creation bows down to him. So one of the ways in which he can be talking to us to do things is when the land starts speaking or the sky starts speaking. I mean, if you're a farmer, you know that the land speaks. If you are in that industry, you know that the rains are coming at this time. There's going to be drought at this time. You can't pray those things away. They are a sign of what is happening. But I believe that with the New Age movement, there's a lot happening with the New Age movement. And we need to understand that the spirit world is one, but it's not the same side. We don't all see into it or tap into it by the same power or the same authority. You know, I typically say any interaction with the spirit realm that's not with Jesus is an illegal interaction, and that has consequences. Okay. So with the New Age movement, these things that were made by God, the stars were made by God, the seas were made by God, the trees, the leaves, all of that, that speak to us about what's happening in the spirit realm, we've completely pushed it aside because we've learned a perverse version of it or an illegal version of it. For example, I'm going to read when Jesus was speaking of the final times of calamity that were coming to the world. He said in Luke 21, verse 25, and there will be strange signs in the sun, moon, and stars. And here on earth, the nations will be in turmoil, perplexed by the rolling fear and strange tides. I think that's what it says, strange tides in the sea. So a lot of the times these things are, so we're seeing things happening in politics. Nations are rising, people are rising, they are revolting against their president, and we just think, oh no, it's the inflation. Yeah, it's the inflation, it's the electricity issue, and it's nothing else. But there's something rather happening in the spirit realm that's calling forth those things in the physical realm. What's important to note is God does not call us to the worship of the signs.
Yes.
That's the thing.
Yes.
You don't worship the signs. Mm. You worship the person that created the signs. Mm. And you consult God about the sign. You don't consult the sign about the sign. So the difference is, for example, astronomy versus astrology. Mm. Astronomy is the existence of the universe. Astrology is the worship of the universe. And because we don't know the difference, we can just ignore God speaking to us in signs and wonders. This is also one of my favorite things to say. Signs and wonders is not just the prophet laying hands on you, there's manifestation, there's screaming, the arm is growing long, and that's all we think signs and wonders is. But the Lord also speaks to us in signs and wonders. I actually had something happen last week that shook my whole existence. I was having a weird day. My emotions were everywhere. And I was taking my daughter from school and I'm driving and I'm thinking, what's going on? Why do you feel such a frustration? And I just heard my daughter say, Mommy, look! And I looked outside the window and there was a cotton tree. And when I said this to Danny, babe, I saw a cotton tree, and I have a picture of it because I thought I was dreaming. He said, don't you mean a cotton bush? I said, no, it was a cotton tree. And I showed him the picture and he's like, where is that from? So it was this big tree with cotton buds just blooming out of it. And in that moment, I knew that God was saying, be still your soul, for I am moving. The things that look dead, I am bringing into bloom. Just looking at that tree, I knew that God was telling me to calm down and that everything was under control. So a lot of the times, we go, God, why aren't you speaking to me? Why aren't you speaking to me? But he can speak to you through what's happening in the country. It can give you an idea of what's happening in the spirit realm and how to move. I mean, for example, if you see that real estate prices are going down because it's been affected by a global pandemic, right? That could be God saying, this is your opportunity to strike. It's terrible for the realtors, but God could be telling you, hey, you see this global thing that's caused this fall? That's your chance to tap into what's yours, because the gatekeepers of those things are no longer there. But if you're not looking for the signs anymore, you could also miss the opportunity. But I think it's important to note, do not worship the signs. Worship the creator. And Nebuchadnezzar actually made that mistake of worshiping the sign.
We have to be careful as believers to not throw away things because they're being perverse. Mm. And this is also a problem you'll find with just the ministries that actually have signs and wonders. Because we get these fake pastors who fake miracles and, you know, fake prophetic words and record it and use that to gain a following, we as the body of Christ get into this position where we almost don't want to be associated with those brands. And in so doing, we even reject the moving of God through signs and wonders, you know? So be very careful in general to not want to run away from a certain area of God or a way God moves because it has a negative connotation in the area or in the place you live in. Instead, we have to be sober-minded. We have to know that when those signs are there, in the sun, in the moon, in the skies, in with the stars, act accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we as a family have learned to know the year does not start in January. We are not going to wait to start our year a couple of months later. You know, we are going to start it where the calendar, the Jewish calendar, shows us the year starting. And this year, it was the 26th of September. You know, so aligning yourself with the times, seeing what God is saying, because what we found is in the right season, the word will already begin to flow. Prophetic people globally will begin to release a word, and it will always be in one voice. And God begins to do a new work. Now, if you don't know the times, you'll be sitting there not knowing that your season has changed, not knowing that God has already moved. Things are no longer where you thought they were. But because you're not aware, you haven't positioned yourself.
Yeah, I also want to touch, we've touched on stars. I want to touch on numbers. I keep hearing this thing, especially with us young people, angel numbers, angel numbers. Such words are not from God. What we say is so important. The scripture speaks of every idle word will be judged. You will have to sit and stand before the Lord about the idle words. So something like angel numbers, that's not biblical. That's not something that God, you know, endorses. And we don't worship the angels anyway, right? We worship the creator of the angels. So Romans 1 verse 25 says, when people went astray, they worshiped creation and not the creator. But just because you hear angel numbers doesn't mean that God does not speak to us in numbers. Mm-hmm. So we spoke about spatial, I call it spiritual spatial awareness. Mm-hmm. So just we spoke about the universe and the stars and the trees, etc., right? But let's quickly talk about numbers. Numbers is also one of those things that have been incredibly perverted, where you will see people living by the numbers. They can't do anything unless it's on this number, or let's consult somewhere and be led by numbers. No, you are not led by numbers. You are led by the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit can bring out certain numbers to tell you the heart of God. So what does Scripture say about the number one? On number one, the day of creation, this is what the Lord did on the day of creation. So if you keep coming across number ones, maybe God is telling you, hey, I'm doing a new thing. Mm-hmm. But it's important to look at these things according to Scripture, but it's equally dangerous to just ignore that you keep seeing the number three or you keep seeing the number six. Because Scripture in Revelation 13:18 speaks of the 666 number, the one we all keep looking for everywhere on barcodes and whatever is happening in the world. Someone will come and say, hey, that's the mark of the beast. God gave the mark of the beast a number. He could have given it a name. He could have given it a look. He could have said the mark of the beast is wearing the color orange. But he didn't do that. He used numbers. And even with how he created the world, he used numbers. I think it's important to note as well which culture is being spoken of in Scripture, right? Because it helps with contextualizing what is going on. It helps with the understanding of how some of the parables were perceived in that time. So we can never ignore the fact that there was a Jewish element to what was happening in Scripture. And they use numbers, right? Mm-hmm. For the years which have a sound, according to the Jews, the numbers of the years, they have a sound that emits something prophetically into the air. There's a numerical value to those numbers. And then there's a prophetic picture that the numbers give. So there is an importance to number, biblically, to numbers. In fact, there's a whole book called Numbers. Where the tribes of Israel positioned themselves according to the numbers. And those numbers were very, very important. God doesn't do anything idly. So even when you see him, whether he's prophetically speaking to Ezekiel about the new temple in Ezekiel chapter 40, or he's speaking to Solomon and David about the cubit meters with which the temple should be built, he's very specific. And he would say, I need this to be 25 meters. We also see it with the building of the ark with Noah, where the specifications were given. So what's important about reading the times is being able to see when God is trying to tell you something with anything. If God can use a donkey, and I think that's the important thing, whatever we elevate above God becomes the idol. These numbers, these stars, these angels, what they are now idols as we know them on earth. For us believers, there's an importance to understand that God is not a respecter of persons or birds or trees or suns or whatever. He can speak to you through a child. He can speak to you through a donkey. He can speak to you through a sign on the wall. He is not limited to numbers either. And that's it. You can't now leave and say, okay, because the Lord speaks to us through numbers, that's it. That's its own.
If there isn't a number, I'm not listening.
The limitlessness of God is what we need to understand. To say that he is not limited to talking to you just through your pastor. He is not limited to talking to you just through your friend. The openness, the childlike faith to know if God keeps saying five, what does creation say about five? How many times is the number 40 shown in scripture? What is the meaning of that number? Every time there was a 40 days or a 40 years or a 400 years, all of which appear in scripture, what does that mean? So if you're going through something in your life, and you have a vision and you see a big number 40, go into scripture. Go into scripture and find out what is the Lord saying about that number. It's the source you are drawing from when those things keep coming up. Because I've been seeing it a lot on social media, you know, people posting, especially on TikTok. I've been seeing angel numbers. Fives are following me everywhere. That's just, go to scripture. What is scripture saying about five? Sometimes you wake up and you see 5:5. What's the fifth book of the Bible? Go to the fifth verse. Push yourself a little spiritually,
We have to have first intercession as believers. And then we need to have discernment to know what is God saying to you specifically. In this season. And I really want us to speak about this current season. Because there's a lot that's happening. And if you sleep, you are going to miss out. You know, when the COVID pandemic started, there was a clear word that went out globally. That as bad as it looks, the Lord is setting up things for his children, and that there's going to be a shift where some of you, a time that looked like a time of lack and is physically a time of lack everywhere, is actually a time that's setting you up for wealth. You know, and if God begins to give you instructions in these times of what to do and what not to do, you need to take that seriously. And what we found is there's one season closing, this time where people were locked down, you know, there was so much uncertainty. But in the uncertainty, there was positioning. So God has been positioning his children. And now a new year has come where the word has shifted. It's now time to reap from what you've been sowing in that season. So if you are sowing faith, if you are standing on God's word, if you are not moved by the things that were happening, though they were hard, you know, I'm not saying there was any one of us who was just sitting there happy, you know, that COVID's happening, that markets are crashing. No, you know, it was hard times, but there's a positioning that we had internally, knowing, looking, the words that were spoken to you were tested during this time. But a new time has come where we are now going to see God's people come out better than what they've been for the last 2 to 3 years. We are going to see a supernatural favor come upon people who've been waiting on God, who've been faithful, who've not given up. And I am giving a prerequisite, you know, because there's some of you who did not stand as the Lord told you to, and you will miss the season, you know. And I think we were having a discussion one day with my wife, and you know, we're talking about politicians and how they use the church to rally, you know. And we were saying that it would do politicians good to find pastors who will even refuse them entering their church when they are not positioned right. Because we want to be so accommodating all the time that we cause confusion. We want to say to everybody, hey, it's a time of blessing. You'll all be blessed. And then when they don't get blessed, in inverted commas, or things don't move right for them, they come back and blame us or blame God. The truth is, the word that comes out from God normally has a standard. There is a standard. If you do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you will get 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. If you don't do it, if you shift, if you compromise, if you don't trust God, if you make your own plans, if instead of waiting for God, you went and used bribes, you went and tried to cut corners to make it out of the hardship, you will not partake in the abundance. That's how it is. And what we also know for sure is that God had told us that something big was going to happen this year, and it was going to symbolize a shift. And that thing has happened. And I believe right now we've got maybe just a minute left of the show. So we are going to talk about it in the next episode. We really wanted to put down a very good foundation that will help you, you know, to have a holistic picture of what's happening, especially those of you who have stood and waited on the Lord in these difficult times. You know, don't miss the wave. Don't give up just before the season changes for you. Instead, be encouraged to stand so that you can partake in this new season.
Until next time, bye.
Thank you for joining us on Surviving Life with the Vambillies.
Remember that you can join us every Tuesday at 6 p.m. to hear the entirety of the show, 30 minutes uninterrupted.
And tomorrow from 11 to 1 p.m., you can tune in for our discussions where we get to hear from you and discuss the topic further.
You can WhatsApp us during the live show using 071-364-0376 so that we can hear your opinions, your thoughts, and of course your experiences, and play your voice notes live on air.
And on social media, you can also get us on IG under Impact 103 to be exact. You can also find us on Facebook on Impact Live.
And our personal pages, Surviving Life with the Vambillies, you can just type in at the Vambillies and join all our discussions there as well.
We look forward to having these discussions with you on a weekly basis. Myself, Danny Vambilly, and with my lovely wife,
Letitia Vambilly. This is us signing off. Until next week.
Goodbye.